Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayta Masech Des Krisis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Hamevi Asham Toloi. Okay, someone took an animal, he said this is going to be my Asham Toloi, because it could be, I was over in Avera, which B'shoigeg would be a Chatas, B'meza would be Kardas, and I want protection. I can't bring a Chatas because I'm not sure I was over the Avera. Baruch Hashem, there's such a thing as an Asham Toloi. Then V'noideloi, it became known to him that he wasn't over in Avera. Till now we were saying he found out he was over in Avera. Somebody was over the Avera. You know, by a suffix, we always think the worst, think the best. Sometimes the best happens. Ah, Baruch Hashem, I was never over in Avera. Let's say he sat down, there was a piece of shumin, kosher fat, piece of chalev. He ate one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate. So he designated his Asham Toloi, and someone comes running and says, no, I know for a fact. He proves to him the one you ate was the Shuman. Shoo, Baruch Hashem, it wasn't over the Avera. What do I do with this carbon that I designated as an Asham Toloi now? Zak de Mishnah Vayter, im ad shalai nishchat. If the person proved to him that he didn't eat the chalev before the carbon was shechted, no problem. Yetze, the animal can go out, v'yira, it can graze, be'eder, in the flock, like any other animal. There's no kedusha to this animal. He was only magdish the animal thinking he needed an Asham Toloi. But now that he doesn't need it, because he found out, Baruch Hashem, that he wasn't chayte, no problem. The whole kedusha never settled on the animal. Divir Meir the altar Meir. This is how Remeir looks at it. Lemaise, he didn't need it. So, under these terms, he would have never been Mekadosh. The Chachamim say, no, it's not so simple. You can't bring this animal as an Asham Toloi, but you can't just say it has no Kedusha. Because when a person sets aside an animal for an Asham Toloi, he intends to be Mekadosh the animal. Now here there's a concept called Liboy Noikvoy. And it just shows us the Yerushalayim that they had in the days of the Mishnah. This person who's worried that he was Chayte, he is so desperate. He's not thinking, but if not, I don't mean, no, just be Mekadosh, just be Mekadosh. So during the time of Hafrosha, out of his fear of Safik Chayt, say the Chachamim, he was Magdish it with his whole heart, even though it's not necessary. So Baruch Hashem that it's not necessary, but I can't say that he never intended to give Kiddusha to this. And therefore, you can't just let this animal go out and graze with the other animals. Rather, Yira, you have to leave it to graze ad sheyistoyev, until it develops a mum. Now, it can't be brought as a carbon. V'yamacher, then it's sold. V'yiplu dam of l'nedava, and the money from the sale, yiplu, literally it's dropped, into the special box in the Beis HaMikdash where they donated Karbanos. They took this money and they brought Oilas Nedava with it. And the halacha is like the Chachamim. Zayzok Tabatinu. There's another opinion, a third opinion. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what you can do with this Asham Toloi? That he designated and then he found out that he wasn't Chote Baruch Hashem? Yikrav, be makrav on the Mizbeach. What do you mean? He found out that it wasn't chalev. He ate the kosher fat. Says Rabbi Eliezer, what's the problem? Shem ein abal chetzeh, if this carbon doesn't come for that chet, the chet that he thought he may have done, so it'll be a kapar of some other aver that he did and he doesn't know about. We'll see later, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, in Mishnah Gimel, that Rabbi Eliezer holds a person can bring an Asham Toloi every single day, just in case he was Chayte. Okay, so what happened again? He set aside an animal as an Asham Toloi, found out that he wasn't Chayte. The mayor says, just let it go back and graze with the other animals. The Chachamim say you have to wait for it to get a mum and sell it. And the money has to go for Oilas Nedava. Rabbi Eliezer says, be makrovit. because if it's not for the reason he was going to bring the Ashim Taloi, it'll be for a different Aveira that he may have done. But that's all if he found out that he wasn't Chayte before they Shechted it. What happens in Mishan Nishchet Noidaloi? When did I find out that Itaka didn't eat the Chaylev? After it was Shechted. If it became known to him after already shechted the animal, but before the zrika on the mizbeach. So it can't be makar of the carbon. Because I found out that I don't need an ashram tala. The animal was shechted already, but what do I do with the dam? The answer is, the dam is shafech. The blood is poured out into the special stream that flowed through the azara. And what do I do with the meat? The meat is taken out to the place of burning. And over there it's burnt. Wait a second. Technically speaking, according to this shita, this is really chulin shenishchetu b'azara. It's something that really wasn't a carbon that was shechted in the azara. We had learned earlier that requires kvura to be buried. But apparently over here it says about we treat it on a much higher level. We do treat it like a carbon, even though it's a pasul of carbon, and it has to be burnt. Now, what happens if nizrak hadam? I had a piece of shuman in front of me, which is kosher fat. I had a piece of chalev in front of me. I don't know which one I ate. Gewalt. Right away, I run with an ashram tali. They shecht it. They were zoyrik the dam. Someone says to me, good news. I'll prove to you, you did not eat the chalev. And he has good proof. But nizrak adam. The blood was already thrown on the mizbeach. So under these circumstances, habasa yeyachel, the meat is eaten. Why? So we learn from the pasuk, v'hu layadav and nislach loy. During the time of slicha, he didn't have yediyah. That's the main thing. This is a perfectly kosher ashram tali, because at the time of zrikas hadam, which is the Shas Slicha, he still didn't know. So fine, it's a good Ashram Tali. But if they weren't Zarek the Dam yet, no, you can't be Zarek the Dam. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi goes further. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says, Afil Adam Bekais. Even if we find out that he didn't eat Chaylev, well, the blood is still in the cup. That's the cup that they were Makabal the Dam with after the Shechita. It wasn't thrown on the Mizbeach yet. I still give the green light for the Zrika. Yizarek v'abasa yeyachel. The blood should be thrown on the mizbeach, and the meat should be eaten. The Batanura explains, Rabbi Yossi holds, this blood that's in the cup already has kedusha. Rabbi Yossi holds, klishores are mekadesh, even this type of dam. And there's a rule, v'chala oimed lizrek kizarek dami. If it's ready to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, it's as if it was sprinkled on the Mizbeach already. So Memela, once the blood was in the Kais, it's as if it was already thrown on the Mizbeach. So if he finds out that he wasn't chayta after the blood is in the kais, that is also considered b'shas slicha, he didn't know. When the blood was coming into the kais, he didn't know about it, and therefore, we have the green light to go ahead with a regular processing of an asham taloi. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph? This person brings an asham taloi, designates an animal and finds out, Baruch Hashem, good news, He wasn't chayta. It wasn't the chaylev that he ate. If it's before the shechita, we have three shitas. The mayor says nothing. So he never meant to be magdish it then. Just set the animal free. The chachamim say no. He's so scared of the chayt. He was magdish this animal under all circumstances. And therefore now, I can't be makrivit, but it has to graze until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, you could sell it. And then it went into a special fund, and they purchased Oilus Nadava for that. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, go ahead and be makrivit. Because if it doesn't come for this chait, the Hashem Tov will work for a different chait that he did. What if he only finds out that Itaka wasn't chaita after it was shechted? So the Mishnah first told us, pour out the blood, and the basar has to go out lebeis hasreifa. Once the dam was thrown in the mizbeach, and then he found that he wasn't chaita. So at the time of the slich of the carbon, which is the zrikas hadam, he still didn't know. So this Ashem Tali has been checked into place as a kashra Ashem Tali. That's learned from the pasuk, Vula yada v'nislach. He didn't know at the time of slicha. And memel, you could be zarek the dam, he could eat the basa. Rabbi Yossi says, even if the dam was just in the kais, and they weren't zarek yet, that's as if it was already thrown on the mizbeach. And if he finds out that he's innocent, after the dam is in the kais, we still go ahead and we're zarek the dam, and you can eat the basar.